Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Batman. Welcome to the Batman Talk Podcast. This is your host, Jesus Heredia. I know we've been away for a while, but we're back with the much ado, especially with the recent release of Batman vs. Superman. We're live for the next 26 minutes. Please call in at 914-889-3033. You could also join us on Twitter at Batman Talk, all one word, and also on Apple iTunes. If you want to subscribe to our podcast, just do a quick search, Batman Talk. You can either do it all one word or separate, and we should pop up. And please subscribe. And yes, we have callers. Awesome. All right, let's see. From area code 239, give us your best Batman voice.
Do you bleed? You will.
Who is this?
Matt from Florida. I was doing the Ben Affleck voice from the Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice trailer. I posted
Did you ask me if I bled?
Did you bleed? You will.
I definitely want to talk about, especially, let's talk about the teaser, but let's stay on the Batman side of it, okay? Let's just make this a little interesting. So let's just stick on the Batman side, because I want to ask you guys on the phones what your take on the Bat voice that we see when Batman is in full armor, and at the end when he asks the Man of Steel, does he bleed? He will. There's a lot of buzz about that on the internet, so I'm sure we should touch base on it. Let's go to area code 469. Welcome to Batman Talk. Give us your best Batman voice.
It's not an S. On my world, it means hope.
Oh, that was not Batman.
I know.
I try.
I'm a diehard Superman fan.
Yo, a DC fan like you. Come on.
Yeah,
you
come on.
You got to spread the love.
Okay. Spread the love.
Okay,
all right, all right. Everybody,
you
shush, shush, shush. Okay,
you want me to do Batman?
Yes.
Hold on. Let me get into character.
Yeah. Put your cape
Tony.
On.
Do you bleed? You will. There's my bad.
Nice. That was better, right, Matt?
That was better. Good job.
Everyone's a critic. And that's what I want to talk about. So, of course, we got the first few words of Batman. And, of course, he's wearing the bat armor. And a lot of people were not too happy on how Bruce Wayne, a.k.a. Ben Affleck, sounded in the bat suit with the armor. Now, I'm sure maybe it might change because, you know, it does sound a little robotic. And maybe the armor suit makes it more robotic. But you know what? I don't care if maybe it doesn't affect what he's wearing. And maybe he has that same voice when he has his regular costume on. A lot of people compared it to Oliver Queen's voice when he becomes the Arrow. I've grown to be okay with that. I'm okay. But seriously, when will the fanboys ever be pleased? Seriously.
Never.
We love to complain more than applaud. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It does.
So as for now, I'm okay. I'm like, because when will they get it right? I don't know. I mean, people don't know. It's a comic book, so we'll never know.
Yeah.
It's a drawing. So, of course, we're going to have various different interpretations of the voice. But I want to ask, go around the room and ask you guys. Let's start with you, Joe. Are you okay? Are you disappointed? Give us your first gut reaction when you heard Ben Affleck talk as the Batman.
I got to tell you, dude, everything that DC's doing in the movies, I've been very, very quite pleased with. I have not really complained about anything. The voice, I think it sounds great. And I've heard that it's only in the mech suit, the Batman mech suit, that he's going to use
that
voice.
Yeah.
But I hope they use it in the classic suit, too. I want him to have a voice modulator so he doesn't sound too much like Christian Bale.
Yeah, I don't
want to
hear
you know?
Christian Bale.
No way. Where's the trigger? Yeah, I don't want to do that anymore. That's done.
All right. Thank you, Joe, for your honest and gut-wrenching reaction. Now, Matt, let's ask you, when you first heard those few words that Ben Affleck muttered in a techno-ish kind of way, what was your first reaction when you heard it?
I geeked out. I loved it. I mean, it was just truly awesome. The suit looked amazing.
Yes.
He probably had the classic bat suit on display when we saw Bruce Wayne looking at the bat suit. I mean, because
yep.
It was full-on armor. Because he probably has other bat suits on display in
the
bat cave.
And are we glad there's no nipples?
Yes.
Like in
Batman
Forever, Batman Robin.
I'm just like, thank you, thank you.
Because I remember when the heist got and started for the trailer, and in the movie, are we like going to get that girl, Robin, Nightwing, Gordon?
Yeah, we don't know yet. Yeah, but the voice, let's just stick to the voice, because so many people are complaining. I'm sure you guys have read, too, on comments and blogs. Matt from Florida, if you could talk to those people that are just angry that Ben Affleck is going to play Bruce Wayne / Batman. They're just angry without giving the guy a chance.
Yeah.
What can you tell to these fanboys, Matt? Let's say they're all listening right now and they're waiting for your words. What kind of guidance can you give them?
Guys, is it because he did so bad as Daredevil? Give him a chance. He hasn't done really a superhero movie before. This is Ben Affleck's hardcore fanboy superhero movie. I like the voice of him as Batman. Come on, guys. Give Batfleck a chance. It's because he's Batfleck.
Batfleck. Yes.
Yes. He's going to do the voice. Good.
I love it.
I like the voice. It's awesome.
All right. So Matt gives a thumbs up. I give a thumbs up. Joe gives a thumbs up. Yeah, the haters love to hate. And for some reason, I don't know why.
Yeah.
I mean, are people up in arms because of the voice of Ultron? I haven't heard one person say, Ultron doesn't sound like that.
Yeah.
So it's just
really
weird how they just pick on DC's properties and just try to destroy it based on a 2-minute teaser. They haven't even seen the movie yet.
I'll tell you what, man. DC Comics fans are very passionate about their comic books because they want everything to be perfect. And that's where all the passion comes from. The anger is because they want everything the way they hear it in their head when they read the comics. They're
I gotta go, guys.
Joker.
All right, bye, Matt. Okay, thanks for joining us, Matt.
You know, they're just very passionate, man. I mean, they love their comics more than, I guess, the Marvel fans love theirs.
It drives me crazy reading these comics. Sometimes I'm like, I can't. I have to close my computer. I'm like, I just can't.
Yeah.
Because you start to hear, like, these whiny voices. Or even the guys that do the videos. I watched a couple fan reaction to the video, to the trailer as they filmed themselves. You know, narcissism. But, they record themselves watching the trailer and then comment on. And a lot of people, right when Ben Affleck shows up, they're like, nope. I'm like, oh, my gosh, really?
That's really stupid. Yeah.
Yeah. And, if you're a DC fan, I mean, come on, give them benefit of the doubt. They are just starting. I mean, their Man of Steel was Marvel's Iron Man. So it's just like, wow, just give it a chance. But a lot of people are hating. And, you know, that's never going to end, right, Joe?
No, it's never going to end, man, because of the internet.
Unfortunately, So let's go to the trailer. So we're only picking out Batman bits and pieces. The first scene we see of the bats, it's actually Bruce Wayne. Joe, here we go again. Your first reaction when it fades in on Ben Affleck as Bruce Wayne.
He looks crazy in that shot, dude.
Yes. I'm like, dude, that is Bruce Wayne. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he totally is. He embodies. I mean, that's just a teaser
And people
trailer.
Were upset about that. They're like, no, I just see Ben Affleck. I'm sorry. I'm like, whoa, like really? Not even a chance?
You know, I kind of have a theory that a lot of these quote-unquote DC Comics fanboys complaining, they're Marvel fans in disguise just trying to sabotage what DC's doing. It could be that, you know?
Yeah, you never know. Yeah, you never know. And I've seen it. I've seen Marvel fans try to pretend they're DC fans and just trash it and say, I'm a longtime DC fan. And I'm like, who cares?
Yep.
Who cares?
Yeah.
There's no one taking score.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. So, yes, that was my reaction, too. When I first saw Ben Affleck as Bruce Wayne, I was like, yes, yes, yes. And so someone pointed out, I don't know if you remember that scene, if you pause on it mentally as we're recalling that teaser, someone said that the Robin suit is in the background, but of course it's pretty dark, but someone online kind of brightened it up, and you do see like a costume in a chamber, almost how we've seen Robin's costume in a floating chamber on display.
Yeah. Yeah,
did you catch that? I didn't.
I didn't see that. I didn't. But, I mean, if they lighten it
up, again,
we'll have to go back.
There's all these rumors and theories. Fanboys love to make stuff up.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, and then it cuts back to the Batman suit. Wow. It looks like a beast. I mean,
yeah, it really
if I
does.
Saw that in the dark and approaching me, I'd be like, oh, fuck, no, I'm out of here. Well, what about you? I know we've seen the costume before, but now we're actually seeing it in the teaser. What was your thoughts when you first laid your eyes on the Batsuit once again in this teaser, Joe?
Oh, dude, the Batsuit is gorgeous. It is beautiful, man. It is perfection. It's right out of the comics. It's right out of New 52. It's right out of Dark Knight Returns. It's right out of Batman Hush. I mean, there's different elements from different comics.
Yes.
In the suit, but it's perfect, dude. It looks so good.
Wouldn't it be great, like, the first Batman solo movie would be Hush? That would be awesome.
Yeah, that would be great.
You know, that storyline, that would be kind of great.
Yeah.
So then we cut to, of course, other Superman stuff, and then the next shot we see is lightning, and we see a figure of a Batman in the far distance. And in one of the pillars, a fan pointed out that you see the Riddler's question mark spray painted on the pillar. Now, did you catch that the first time, Joe? I did not.
No, not the first time, but the second time I was reading reactions on Twitter and someone pointed it out and I went back and looked at it.
Okay. And do you agree? Do you disagree? Is that reaching a little bit too much, or do you think it's actually the Riddler's calling?
I think it is the Riddler, dude, because it's too much of a coincidence for a question mark like that to be in the trailer, you know, and it's Batman, Riddler. That's way too much of a coincidence. It has to be. It's got to be the Riddler's.
Yeah, and then also someone mentioned, and I know, here we go, people daydreaming again when they shouldn't. Someone said online that in where we see the pillars and where we see the question mark, that's actually the place where Superman snapped Zod's neck. What do you think about that, Joe? Do you think it's stretching it a little bit too much?
That may be. I haven't heard that theory yet. That's very interesting.
Yeah. That Batman is tracing back the steps of the Man of Steel's actions and the abandoned. Now, what was it? Was it a museum or a train station where he snapped his neck?
Yes, it was a train station.
Okay. Yeah, 'cause it's been a while since I've seen Man of Steel. But, yeah, someone, of course, either made up or realized that it's the same place that Man of Steel snapped Zod's neck. So I thought that was kind of interesting to bring up. And then, of course, we see the Bat Jet, or what are we calling it? The Batwing, or?
Batwing, yeah, Batwing.
Batwing, all right. So the Batwing is zooming by, blowing up people in cars. Now, pause it there. What happened to Batman not killing? Is that out the door? What do you think? Or do you think someone has hijacked the Batjet?
Well, there's a theory that someone may have hijacked it, or that may not even be the Batwing at all, or it could be
Bat
drone. Yeah.
A Bat drone that's gone wild, or like that got hijacked?
It could have been something that Lex Luthor hijacked, to pit
Interesting.
Superman against each other. To pit them against each other, like Superman's like, wait a
minute. Oh, like saying, like, look, Batman kills too.
Yes, exactly. So Superman's going after him.
Wait, hold on. I'm nerdgasming right now. Let me finish.
Can I say something really quick, dude? I have a theory that Batman's not going after Superman because of what happened in Man of Steel, because it's 2 years later. Why would he be going after him 2 years later?
Yeah,
you know,
he would have done it way before.
Yeah, exactly. I think Lex Luthor has a lot to do with them fighting with each other.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yep.
Yeah, and then as we saw in the opening of the teaser, Metropolis even gave Superman a memorial and pillars behind it with everybody's names on it from the people they lost during that battle 2 years ago.
Yeah, that's pretty cool
stuff. And then, of course, after the Batjet is blowing crap up, we see the Batmobile on the floor on the receiving end. So you're probably right. Maybe they're not, you know, on one side.
Yeah.
And then after that, we see Batman in his armor and what we saw earlier this last year. Late last year at Comic-Con when they showed the teaser and, of course, someone recorded on the GoPro. And for those who weren't able to attend Comic-Con, you guys were able to see the teaser that they showed there. And it was pretty much the same except for the dialogue. This time we hear Batman talk for the first time. It's covered with electronics to... I don't know why, because wouldn't Batman be able to see through the costume? But I guess not with the armor. It could be, you know, Kryptonian, or it could be covered and laced in kryptonite. We don't know yet, right?
Yeah.
But as far as the comic book, that's where it's probably going to go. Any disappointments yet, Joe? Was the teaser satisfying to your taste, or do you think they should have showed more? Of course, it's a year ahead, so... Why would they want to give away everything now and have everybody wait for another year?
Even though I'm a passionate DC Comics fan, I'm not enraged or angered like all the other fans. I'm very happy with everything I've been seeing. I'm not a comic book expert. I don't want anybody to flip out on me. But I'm happy with everything, dude. I'm just sitting back waiting for March 25th now. I can't wait.
Me too.
It looks so good.
Me too. And when I walked into Man of Steel, I didn't read all the articles. I didn't read, you know, all when they were shooting. I didn't watch the videos. I've only watched whatever they gave me, you know, via trailer. And that was pretty much it. So when I walked in, it was a clean slate. I didn't go with any expectations. I was just like, whoa, what? Oh, no.
You did better than me then, because – when Man of Steel came out, I ruined it for myself because I read everything. I watched all the clips. Me and Francesco made a deal that we're only going to watch the first three trailers they release, and we're not going to watch any TV clips. No, you know.
Oh, they went crazy with the TV clips.
Yeah,
but
they did.
The good thing about
it.
That is they pretty much just showed, you know, just rehashing the same thing over and over.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, so also the music, Junkie XL composed the music that was used in the teaser. Definitely fits in with the Man of Steel soundtrack, which makes me happy because I love that soundtrack. Your thoughts, Joe, on the soundtrack for the teaser? Do you think it's a great intro to the world we're about to step in next year?
I do like the music they had for the teaser, and I know that is official music, but I don't know if that's the official Batman theme. Like, I know.
I don't think it is. But you know what, man, it's so dark. I don't know. I didn't take it as the new Batman theme.
Yeah.
And I love how the logo starts off with Superman and then Batman. And then
Batman,
the title's
yeah.
the opposite. It's Batman versus
yeah.
Superman. So it's kind of like playing with you. It's kind of like, yes, Man of Steel first, still with the logo,
yeah.
and then Batman shows up. Because
yeah.
it could have been the other way around. You could have seen the Batman logo and then the Superman shield appear. But, hey, always bet on S, right?
That's right.
All right, cool. So now that we're done with the teaser, Joe, anything you want to talk about the bats? Anything either movie-related, comic books, or even upcoming toys? They're always releasing new stuff, and it sucks that I'm poor because I can't afford not one of those figurines.
Hey, man, I'm right there with you, dude. I love action figures and hot toys and all that stuff.
Yeah,
I don't have
the
enough
statues. Those Makuyabishi, I forgot the name, but
the Japanese ones. Yeah, those are beautiful.
Yes. Oh my
gosh. No, I did want to talk about two things actually. First is the image of the new Joker, and also
yes.
about the thing that just came out today that they spotted, and it's confirmed. Ben Affleck's going to be in Suicide Squad. He's filming a scene. He's in Toronto right now filming a scene.
Are you kidding me?
Jared Leto. Yeah, dude, it's all over the internet. It's wild.
Wow.
They're saying that they're filming the scene where Joker, and they're thinking about going back and putting this in BVS, the scene, an end credit scene where Joker's beating Jason Todd to death with a crowbar. Robin.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, dude. They're talking there. It's, yeah, go check it out.
You didn't get this off of MoviePilot. Don't mess with me,
no,
man.
No, heck no. I never read that freaking website. No, I usually go to, like, comicbookmovie.com and all these other sites, or
right.
Latino Review, you know, stuff like that.
Okay. What's the latest with Maibe?
He just broke that a couple hours ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and
okay.
there's pictures of Ben Affleck out there on the set
in Toronto.
Suicide Squad.
Is it Toronto or Vancouver?
It's Toronto.
Toronto. All right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
We might get to see a Batman and Joker pick. That would be sweet.
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah,
when we see the shot of Batman in full costume, like, coming out of this, like, fiery rubble, I mean, he's a beast.
Yeah.
I don't see him
doing any,
like, backflips anytime soon. He is huge.
He's massive. He is massive.
He's almost like Bane. Just put the mask on in front of his face, and he's Bane.
Oh, I'd love to see him fight Bane in this universe.
Can you imagine what Zack Snyder would do with Bane? Oh, wow.
Oh, this Batman would, I think he'd kick the shit out of Bane, though. This one.
Right?
This one,
right.
This one is not no Christian Bale Batman.
Oh,
no,
my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Dude, I am so hype, especially with this teaser. I'm like, thank you. Now I'm satisfied. We might see another one, like, around Christmas, and that's fine.
You know,
but March cannot come any sooner.
I'm right there with you. Francesco used to be real harsh on Man of Steel, but since the release of the Caesar trailer, he's warmed up to it a lot. He's even stopped relentlessly bashing in Jonathan Kent from Man of Steel, because he was hard on Jonathan Kent.
Everybody was. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
People still are talking about that. And then also, since we're talking about Man of Steel, I just want to bring this little blurb up, because I did want to mention it. Actually, I'll save it. I'll save it for tomorrow. We're doing DC Comics Talk right after Arrow Talk. So definitely join there, because I have a topic that's been really
Absolutely.
Burning my ass, because I've been, like, trying to be so patient, not try to comment. Because, you know, once you start commenting, it's a big fuck fest.
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
yeah.
the cyber world is such a bully world. So, you know,
it
once
is.
You start going in, oh, they just bait and switch. They're like, oh, yeah, we got one.
Oh, yeah, dude. I've been getting trashed on YouTube. I made a comment on an
Avengers
review.
Yeah, you get
trolled. Yeah, I got trolled really bad by, like, 10 different people, man, a Marvel fan. It was crazy.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I was on AMC Movie Talk. They did their first ever review on YouTube of Avengers Age of Ultron, and I I was like, oh, that's cool. I'm glad you guys gave it a good review. I can't wait till Batman versus Superman comes out. I know you guys will give it all 10s. Dude, Marvel fans freaking, they freaking ripped me to shreds on YouTube, dude. They let me snap it. Dude, I was trying to come in back.
They're like, oh, we got a good one here. They're probably like, oh,
yeah,
we got a good one.
Dude, they let me have it, dude. They freaking tore me a new butthole, man. It was crazy.
I can just imagine.
I was trying to comment back, dude, but it was there's too many of them, you know? There's so many Marvel fans. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. See, I know better. I'm like, nope, not going to do it. Not going to do it.
not going to jump in, yeah.
Oh,
crazy.
They're relentless, and they'll go hardcore.
Oh, yeah, dude, they say nasty, nasty things. They'll call you an idiot. They'll talk about your family.
Oh, yeah.
They'll say that you hope that you're going to die and you're a moron and all kinds of stuff, dude.
It's so sad,
man.
Don't you love the land of the free where you could form your own opinion?
Dude, I'll tell you what, man. They wouldn't say that to me in front of my face, though, because I'll crack the phone real quick, man. I'll tell you, they're lucky it's over the computer because I would be bashing
I laugh because you're so right, man. The geekverse is so big where you get really nice geeks and then you get really extreme, like they're about to kill you geeks.
Yeah, man, they're crazy.
And that's the love I was reading online. People were not happy with Ben Affleck as Batman. And
oh,
I just got to represent.
I'm
like, I got to use my podcast to be like, hey, guys, let's give him a chance. Come
DC
on.
DC fan all the way, man. DC fan all the way.
And it's not hurting you. It's not hurting you. Hey, how about this idea? Hey, if he sucks, do you think Warner Brothers is going to bring him back? No. They'll just replace him. So don't worry.
Yeah.
I mean, let's give this guy a chance.
Do you get a lot of Marvel trolls on your Twitter telling you stuff about DC? Does that happen?
All the time, man. At this point, I'm just numb to it. You know, I'm just... They're like, I'm going to find you. I'm like, okay, and then what?
Oh, my gosh. Really, dude?
Yeah, it gets crazy. It gets crazy. But you know what? It's all for fun. I mean, I do this because I love talking about comics, and that's it. I have no decision-making at DC, so don't blame me. I'm just a fan just like everyone else.
Yeah, they just
hate
you
because
you love it.
They don't
want you to love it, dude. That's what it is.
No, they don't.
So angry.
And let's say, let's say they convince me not to like DC. But what if I still don't like Marvel? Where do I go?
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe Dark Horse. I'll go to Dark Horse.
Oh, wow. Or IDW or Image or something.
Yeah, IDW, yeah. I think they still make Transformer comics there.
Yeah, I've gotten people tell me stuff like, why are you a DC fan and Marvel's so much better, and they give me all these explanations. I'm like, look,
and
dude,
it's like,
I grew up.
And I'm like, thanks for telling me. That's cool, but that's not going to change my mind.
Yeah, I grew up a Superman fan, dude. That'll never end. He's my number one, and I'm always going to be a DC kid. That's me. That's just who I am.
I agree.
And, you know, and I'm fair, dude. I give Marvel its props. Like, their new movie, good for them. It was a good movie, but it still wasn't better than Man of Steel. It wasn't better than Dark Knight.
No. Yeah. And, you know, and of course, the first thing people are going to say is, man, this was better than Man of Steel. I'm like, wow, after 2 years, you still go at it. It was like, wow.
Yeah.
Just hardcore.
Yeah, I read an article on comicbookmovie.com. This guy named, I'm not going to say his name. He's the editor over there. And he wrote an article saying, it was yesterday. He said, Avengers is topping the box offices. I'd love to see Warner Brothers try to top any movie Marvel's doing now.
Wow.
I was like, dude, that's totally trolling, dude. That's clickbait bullshit, you know?
Yeah. Wow. And he's the editor?
Yeah, he's an editor. I want to call his name out, but I don't think I should.
Someone should edit the editor.
yeah, he does need to, yeah.
Yeah.
I tweeted him. I told him, dude, I used to have a lot of respect for you, but you're just you're a flame war instigating troll now, man. What's wrong?
There you go.
You?
Yeah. And, you know, and he knows that because that will give him more hits, more clicks, more reads.
And they get money off of that, right? The more clicks, they get paid more.
All the ad revenue, yeah. Yeah, wow. That's notorious. All right, so Batman v Superman, teaser one review. This was your host, Jesus Heredia, along with Matt from Florida and Joe from Krypton. And Joe, give us a shout-out, man. What's going on in your world? Give us a shout-out as we wrap up the show.
Hey, I just want to say, everyone out there listening, thinking that we're just a bunch of friends talking, you can call in, too, and chat with
us.
Yes. And become friends with you. And I just want to say, yeah, guys, call in. Don't be afraid.
Yeah, I got an email once, and it said, you know, it would be great to change up your podcast format and stop calling your friends. I'm like, what? I'm like, no, buddy, it's the other way around.
call into his show, yeah.
And it sounds like we're friends because we're just fans of the same genre.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, great. Thanks, Joe. Anything else you want to shout out?
Yeah, I just want to tell all the Batman fans out there, calm down about the Joker. He looks awesome. Jared Leto's
mm-hmm.
going to put off nicely. It's going to be great.
Yeah, we all
great.
Thought the same thing about even Jack Nicholson
Ledger.
Back in the day. I was like, there's no way he could be the Joker. And look how good he was. And then Heath Ledger.
Yeah.
There's no way he could be the Joker. And then look
and
what he did. So I'm giving a chance to Jared.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm right there with you.
All right, cool. Okay, thanks, Joe, for calling in. And this concludes our episode of Batman, episode 8 of Batman Talk Podcast. All right, have a good night, Joe.
Justice League.